96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters to watch for early growth wild rice while enjoying northern Wisconsin lakes, rivers, and flowages this summer. The DNR says wild rice is especially vulnerable in early July because young plants can be easily uprooted before they become fully established. Right now, the plants may appear as leaves or grass growing above the water's surface. Boaters are encouraged to slow down or use no-wake speeds near shallow bays, backwaters, and the inlets and outlets of streams where wild rice may be growing. More information, including a map of Wisconsin's wild rice waters, is available on the DNR's website. The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau is reminding photographers that there's still time to enter its 2027 Vacation Guide cover photo contest. Entries will be accepted through August 31st, with the winning photographer receiving a $500 cash prize and having their image featured on the cover of the 2027 Hayward Vacation Guide. The winning photo will also be used in other Hayward Lakes marketing throughout the year, including the Bureau's website and social media. Organizers say they're looking for photos that capture what makes the Hayward area special. While scenic lake views are always welcome, they especially want to see families, friends, and even pets enjoying the area's outdoor recreation and community events. They say photos of activities like boating, biking, ATV riding, skiing, and ice fishing are all encouraged. Participants must be at least 18 years old, and submitted photos must be taken in Sawyer County or the Hayward Lakes area. More information, including complete contest rules, photo requirements, and a link to submit entries, is available on the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau's website. Governor Tony Evers stopped in Superior Monday as part of his annual pothole patrol tour. During the visit, Evers joined Superior city officials and crews to help fill potholes along Wyoming Avenue. The tour marks Evers' seventh and final pothole patrol as governor after announcing he will not seek re-election next year. Evers said improving Wisconsin roads and bridges has been a priority throughout his time in office.
It takes a while, but I think we've made huge progress.
According to the governor's office, more than 9,600 miles of roads and about 2,400 bridges have been improved statewide since 2019. Evers also highlighted transportation investments included in the 2025-2027 state budget. The budget sets aside $1.1 billion in new transportation funding, including $100 million for the Local Roads Improvement Program and $150 million for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. Evers also recognized the work of Wisconsin's road crews and emphasized the importance of keeping those workers safe. The governor also stopped in Siren earlier in the day and plans to continue making similar stops across Wisconsin as this year's pothole patrol tour continues. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for public input and feedback on the draft public involvement plan for the 2027 State Freight Plan. The department updates the State Freight Plan every 4 years to reflect Wisconsin's current and future freight transportation needs. The draft public involvement plan outlines how the department will gather feedback from the public and other stakeholders during that process. Officials say that feedback will help guide future freight-related projects and funding priorities. Comments will be accepted through July 17th. More information is available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers stopped in Superior Monday as part of his annual pothole patrol tour. During the visit, Evers joined Superior city officials and crews to help fill potholes along Wyoming Avenue. The tour marks Evers' seventh and final pothole patrol as governor after announcing he will not seek re-election next year. Evers said improving Wisconsin roads and bridges has been a priority throughout his time in office.
It takes a while, but I think we've made huge progress.
According to the governor's office, more than 9,600 miles of roads and about 2,400 bridges have been improved statewide since 2019. Evers also highlighted transportation investments included in the 2025-2027 state budget. The budget sets aside $1.1 billion in new transportation funding, including $100 million for the Local Roads Improvement Program and $150 million $1 million for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. Evers also recognized the work of Wisconsin's road crews and emphasized the importance of keeping those workers safe. The governor also stopped in Siren earlier in the day and plans to continue making similar stops across Wisconsin as this year's Pothole Patrol Tour continues. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking for public input and feedback on the draft public involvement plan for the 2027 State Freight Plan. The department updates the State Freight Plan every 4 years to reflect Wisconsin's current and future freight transportation needs. The draft public involvement plan outlines how the department will gather feedback from the public and other stakeholders during that process. Officials say that feedback will help guide future freight-related projects and funding priorities. Comments will be accepted through July 17th. More information is available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Governor Evers is going to Africa. A new overseas trade mission is on the schedule for Governor Tony Evers, with stops planned in Ghana and South Africa later this month. The trip is aimed at strengthening economic ties, including a visit to a Ghana-based cocoa company that operates in Franklin, Wisconsin. State officials say South Africa already has strong trade links with Wisconsin in areas like machinery, medical devices, and agriculture. This will be Evers' fourth trade mission since taking office. His office has not yet released details of the delegation or costs. Wisconsin State Patrol officers are reminding drivers to keep right if you're going slower. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on the Law of the Month.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for July reminds drivers that slower traffic should keep right on interstates and other multi-lane highways. According to a press release, officials say the reminder is meant to help keep traffic moving safely and efficiently while reducing the risk of tailgating and rear-end crashes. Under Wisconsin law, drivers traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic should use the right lane when multiple lanes are traveling in the same direction, except when passing another vehicle, preparing for a left turn, or making an authorized U-turn. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says lingering in the left lane can lead to crashes and dangerous situations on the road. The State Patrol also reminds drivers to follow Wisconsin's Move Over law by changing lanes or slowing down for emergency vehicles, highway workers, and certain disabled vehicles with flashing lights along the roadside. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Officers also say keep an eye on posted speed limits in work zones. And don't forget to check 511 Wisconsin for current travel conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially approved the deer harvest quotas for this year's hunting season. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The final quotas were announced following the DNR's June 24th meeting after agency officials evaluated local population data and input from community members. The 2026 hunting season will also include about 273,000 bonus antlerless harvest authorizations. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Hunters can apply for those bonus authorizations through the Go Wild portal or at physical sales locations beginning at 10 a.m. on August 17th. Two parents in Janesville are facing charges after their child drowned in a bathtub last month. Rebecca Ambrose and Jason Christensen were arrested for child neglect and taken to the Rock County Jail. The child was found not breathing in a bathtub on June 13th and taken to the hospital for life-saving measures, but was later pronounced dead. It's unclear where the parents were at the time. Both Ambrose and Christensen had their bonds set and have another court appearance scheduled for July 13th. A Fond du Lac man is facing charges accused of threatening a high-ranking official based in Madison. The Fond du Lac district attorney recently announced Bradley Hartman is charged with terrorist threats and unlawful use of a telephone. His bond is set at $15,000. Officials didn't say who the state official was, but mentioned voicemails were left with a Wisconsin executive office official. The 46-year-old was banned from communicating with Governor Tony Evers or attending any events where Evers is scheduled to be. A new poll suggests Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race could flip, with Democrat Rebecca Cook holding a narrow lead over Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. The survey shows Cook at 50% and Van Orden at 46% among likely voters. Cook still faces a Democratic primary in August before a possible rematch with Van Orden in November. The poll also shows more voters view Van Orden unfavorably than favorably. The results come from a Democratic-leaning group and fall within the margin of error. City leaders in Beloit are considering consolidating emergency services. The Town of Beloit Board of Supervisors and Beloit City Council are reviewing a plan to bring together fire and emergency medical services from both communities. Each governing body would have to sign off on the proposal in order for it to move forward. The idea to bring together those services started in February, and an interim plan was formalized in March. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A new leader for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers formally welcomed their new athletic director, 55-year-old Sean Eichhorst, who says the key to a good college sports program is first to hire good coaches.
It's just that's it. If you have an elite group of coaches who were working together and uniting and galvanizing and learning from one another, and then taking that out to their individual programs, I think you can start to build something special.
Pro Hoops, a huge trade involving six teams in the NBA, including the Bucks, who sent Gary Trent and Torian Prince to Detroit for guard Caris LeVert and a pair of second-round picks. Baseball, game four of a five-game series between the Brewers and the Cards. Kyle Harrison will start tonight. Jacob Mizorowski and Robert Gasser both got wins for the crew yesterday as they beat the Cardinals in both games of the doubleheader, 4-3, then 10-2 in the nightcap. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and the potential for some locally heavy rain today. Our high right around 76 this afternoon. More scattered thunderstorms tonight. Low dropping into the mid-50s tomorrow. A little fog first thing, then mostly sunny. High of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.